You're now listening to a Word for Deliverance podcast with Pastor Leonard D. Cochran of A Place of Refuge Noonan. A Place of Refuge Noonan is located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. To stay better connected with us for more exclusive information and updates, download our church app, A Place of Refuge Noonan, or visit our church website at apor-noonan.org. Now, let's join in for today's message.
Is divine wisdom. But fools die for lack of divine wisdom. And I say it to y'all all the time, and I probably will always say it to you. I don't want to die before my time. Because if the Lord tarries long enough, all of us will eventually die physically. Our demise is coming if he tarries a long time. Don't y'all get sad? You just got to know where you're going. You get to know where you're going. Amen. Psalm 94. Yep. But I don't want to die because of foolishness. I don't want to die and I could continue living and enjoying life, but I primarily die because of my foolishness. I wouldn't stop being foolish. And it cut my life short. I don't want to die that way, amen. I don't want to die as a fool. Man, I ain't getting that many amen. I'm surprised. I am surprised. I don't want to die like a fool. I don't want to die the death of a fool. You know why? I don't have to. I don't have to. You don't have to. Psalm 94. Some of you are actually out there like, well, hey, if it rolled that way. Mm-mm, because I'm in control. I'm in control. I decide that. Amen. Psalm 94. Y'all listen to this very carefully. Psalm 94. Understand, you senseless. Wait, verse 8. Psalm 94, 8. I didn't say what verse? Okay, y'all paying attention. Psalm 94 and 8. Y'all got it now? Okay, understand. Notice who he's talking to. Talking to two types of folk. Understand, you senseless among the people. Notice at the time that he's writing this, he's writing to a congregation or a multitude of people. And he knows within that multitude of people, you have folk who are senseless. And he wants them to listen or understand. Are y'all with me? That's when he said, understand, you senseless. Now watch this, among the people. In other words, he said, I know you're out there. I know you're out there, but you need to understand something. Now God giving it to me this morning, so there must be some with us this morning who are senseless. And coming to church regularly does not guarantee that you are not senseless. Amen. Understand, you senseless among the people and you fools. Now, this is what I want us to pay attention to. Remember, fools die for lack of wisdom, right? Notice the question that he asked the congregation. When will you be wise? When will you be wise? You know what he just told senseless people in the congregation? What he just told fools in the congregation? You don't have to stay senseless. You don't have to stay a fool. Because he asked them, when will you be wise? Says it to them, letting them know that the choice is yours. It's quiet. The choice is yours. When will you be wise? I wish I could just go to some people this morning and just ask them that question. When will you be wise? When? Amen. So based upon that, my subject this morning is simple. It's time to be wise. It's time to be wise. It's time to be wise. Because notice, he said, when will you be wise? I want to put a thought in us that it's time to be wise. Amen. And let's give our God a thunderous hand of praise for the text and our subject. Come on. He's good for us, to us. It's time to be wise. Tell the subject the truth, folk. It's time to be wise. Do y'all see how it's tying into that first message about challenges? See, it's time to be wise and know how to deal with challenges. Amen. Now, when I speak about being wise, what's important this morning is that we understand, again, that I'm speaking about divine wisdom, but I'm also talking about it's time to be wise in every aspect of life. That's really what I want you to focus on, that it is time to be wise in every aspect of life. Because there are some folk here that you may be wise in a few areas, but you are not wise, or you are not displaying wisdom in every aspect of life. Why is that so important to God this morning? Why is that so important to me, the pastor of this ministry? It's important because of the vision of the ministry, which is for us to be productive in every aspect of life. And so if we're going to walk out the vision, then we have to be wise in every aspect of life. No way to be productive, fruitful in every aspect of life if there are areas of your life where you are still operating as a fool, or you're operating in foolishness. How many are with me thus far? You can quote the vision. You can even write the vision. You can put it on your car as a bumper sticker, but you will not be productive in every aspect of your life. And you will not be so because you are not wise in every aspect of your life. But I want somebody to shout, but you could be. Come on, I want somebody to shout, but you could be. See, no need in ever getting sad about where you find yourself at if God is saying, look, I'm giving you the opportunity to change. I know where you're at, even if people don't know. And I'm giving you an opportunity to change. And I want to say to somebody this morning, seize that opportunity. Seize it right now. Come out of foolishness and live. Forsake foolishness and live. Be productive in every aspect of your life. Even as young people, do you recognize young people can be productive in every aspect of their life based upon where they are in life? That may not look the same as an adult, but they need to be productive. How many are following me? We don't want to teach our young people not to be productive, even though we know the Bible teaches that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. But we want to teach them that through wisdom, through listening to the right people, they can be productive. I'm going to drop one on you. And they can be more productive faster than we was at their age. That should be the desire of every parent, that your child surpasses you. Surpass me in wisdom. Surpass me in accomplishment. Do better than daddy. Outdo mama. It ain't a competition, but I want to see you go farther than what I did. You know why I want to see it? Because all of the wisdom that I've gained, I'm going to try to pour it into you. Come on, somebody. That's all good parents do, is you take wisdom, you break it down, and you pour it into young people so that they don't have to go down certain roads that you know you went down. Where are my ladies at in the house? Where are my ladies at? Oh, I got 3, 4, 5. Where are my ladies? Do you want to teach young girls to be classy and not trashy? Do you want to open up, preach, pastor, your vault of wisdom? Go in your vault, come out with something that's more valuable than gold. Be seated. See, the Bible said wisdom is more precious than rubies. See, I know, mama, you want to give her a diamond necklace, but hold up, mama. Give her wisdom. Give her wisdom. Show her what to do. Show her how to cross her legs when she's sick. Just teach her certain things. Come on, y'all. I want to make it as plain as I can. The only way to be productive in every aspect of life is to be wise in every aspect of life. If you'll set your mind for a few moments on an area of your life where you're not productive, I guarantee you, you're not operating in wisdom. I guarantee you, you're outside of God's will concerning that area where you're not productive. And understand, there are times that we all can look at ourselves, as I said in Bible study, and we know in totality we're not where we need to be or want to be, but you still have to be able to sometimes look and say, hey, I may not be in totality where I want to be and where I know I'm going to be, but I'm still in a productive place. I'm still being productive, even though I can bring forth more fruit. If I keep listening, if I keep submitting myself, if I stay humble, it's only going to get better from here. But listen, as we mature in God, there really shouldn't be areas that are just jacked up. If that is the case, somebody's operating like a fool. Okay, what is wisdom, or what is it to be wise? We're going back over the same definition we went Wednesday night, because they got to get in us. It's got to get in us. Amen. Somebody shout, got to get in us. Got to get in. Got to get in. Number one, to be wise is to have good judgment. To have good judgment. To have good judgment. We need to be wise to the point to where we can look at something based upon what we see through prayer, through the word, and then make a good choice. Make a good choice. Make a good choice. Amen. Good judgment. Number two, it has to do with right discernment. We need to be able to think on certain things and gain understanding from the thoughts that we have about people, about things. Right discernment. You know, because sometimes whether you stay at a place or leave a place can be dependent upon your discernment of the place. Right? Because if your discernment ain't right, you can leave somewhere where you should have stayed. But you left because you thought everybody was against you. And I don't know why you thought that way, because everybody at the plant didn't know you. So no way everybody, you ever hear somebody, everybody's again, everybody don't know you. There's some folk don't even know what's going on with you. Come on, but you got to have right discernment. And I want to say to us, let's go ahead and commit to being wise if we going to name the name of God. If we going to say we Christians, let's go ahead and be wise. If you're going to commit to being a member of a productive church, let's go ahead and get you productive. Let's go ahead and allow folk to look at your life and use your life as a point of reference to how good God is. Man, I know where he was before he got in church. I know what she used to be like versus how she talk now. Do y'all feel me? Number three, and it's similar, we need to be skillful in decision making. You need to be skillful in decision making. A wise person knows when to talk, but a wise person also knows when to be quiet. Amen. Because some of us, we're not skillful in decision making, and that's evident by how much you argue with fools. How many know you can't beat a fool arguing? It just hit somebody like, I'm in it right now. I'm in it right now. I'm going through it right now. You can't beat a fool arguing. The fool gonna win the argument. Because every time you know you're right, that fool won't come in. And you keep going around the same circle. Some arguments you got to just walk away and say, hey, you can have it. Amen. It take right discernment. It take being skillful in decision making to know the best thing for me to do is to be quiet. Amen. Number four is the antithesis of wise. To understand what wise is, you look at the antithesis of wise, which is four things. Number one, foolish. Number two, to be stupid. Number three, to be simple. And number four, to be senseless. The antithesis of wise, again, is to be foolish, to be stupid, to be simple. Too many scammers nowadays to just be a simple-minded person. Woo, that's a good teaching, right? And they good. You got to give these scammers some credit. I don't know about y'all, but I get emails that look so real that will, these folk can copy people's logo. They can copy their website. So if you're just looking for a logo, yeah, it look like you on Best Buy. Because it has Best Buy logo on the page sent to you, the email. They don't even learn how to get the language down pat as if you're talking to somebody in customer service. And there's been a problem with your account. And we need to quickly straighten out this problem so that you're not charged $597 on something. And it's showing right then that you done made a purchase of $5.97. Now here was some of a simple mind. You know you ain't been to Best Buy. You only have Best Buy account. Just click the link to resolve it. But see, when you click the link, it's taking you to the scammers. But see, a simple-minded person is going to click the link. Get a call from the IRS saying it's urgent that you pay them or they're going to seize things, shut down account, and get the money out the bank. Well, see, there is no money in the bank. For some of you, it ain't that day. But see, if you simple-minded, you call the number thinking you're going to speak with somebody from the IRS, but you're talking to the scammers. Why call you simple-minded? Because I done said over and over, the IRS never calls. That's how you know scam all day. They don't call you. And people look for simple-minded people to get over on, to play tricks on. Come on. And many of you, you don't tell folk, but you fail to some of them. You fail to some scams. Now I'm telling you, they getting good. With AI coming in, it's going to get ugly with AI. Amen? But again, the antithesis of wise, to be foolish, to be stupid, to be simple, to be senseless. Now I need y'all to really listen to me. Nobody should desire to be foolish, stupid, simple, or senseless. But see, there's a problem we got to deal with. Because even saying these words, foolish, stupid, simple, and senseless, the world has did a good job of downplaying these words. To where now, people can hear these words, and instead of them taking it seriously, they think something funny. It's because of the way we use the words. There's one group of folk, and it's amongst they men, where they so downplay the word that that's how they greet each other. Hey, fool. Every 3-4 words into the conversation, hey, fool, hey, fool, hey, fool. Because, see, they really not thinking about what a fool is. We've done it. Man, that girl is stupid. That girl's so stupid. And you laughing. Why you laughing? It ain't good to be stupid. Man, that boy ain't got no sense. I'm telling you, that joke is crazy, man. Look how you using that. That's not good. Because of what I just read. Fools die for lack of wisdom. You don't want to be a fool. You don't want to be simple-minded, or you might die before your time. Oh, my Lord. Or end up being locked up in prison like an animal for your foolish behavior. Look at Proverbs 10 and 21. It's quiet in the house because some of us have used these terms as if they are not serious. But anytime somebody is behaving like a fool and you care about that person, that's something to take serious. That's time when you need to be warning that individual of what could happen to them if they keep playing the fool. You keep running around here acting like you ain't got no sense. And you're going to end up in a place with people who really don't have no sense. Come on, I'm just laying out some good teaching now. You have to teach folks. You don't play like that. Don't play like that. You know better. Don't sit here and act like you don't know better. Because you do. Amen. Because notice the text again. Y'all hang in here. Because in order to be wise, we're going to have to be taught. We're going to have to be taught. And then there are some things that must be straightened out. There are some things that must be straightened out. Proverbs 10 and 21. The latter call. But fools die for lack of wisdom. Now listen, this ain't saying the fool is going to perish because the fool couldn't find wisdom. No, you got to rightly divide the scripture. Even Hosea said, God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Are y'all listening? Because you reject knowledge. The fool is going to die because he or she rejects wisdom. Somebody's trying to tell you to get yourself together, but you're refusing to listen. You may end up dead. Is that too tough on y'all? Because notice, the fool die, but fools die for lack of wisdom. Can I say it another way? Fools die because they won't listen. Won't listen. Won't listen. Listen to who they need to listen to. You can't get their attention. You know what you're saying to them is right. They need to hear it, receive it, and change. But you can tell even talking to them that they're not even paying attention. Have you ever talked to a fool and you knew what you were telling that fool was going in one ear and straight out the other? And those of us who are wise, we've done foolish things. And so a lot of times, we can tell where the person is headed. I know the road you're trying. Been down that road. Nothing's good at the end of that road. Sorrow, heartache, pain, defeat, misery, unhappiness. Fools die for lack of wisdom. Well, y'all there? It's tight. Let's go over 4 things again that if a person lacks divine wisdom, These four things are going to happen to them in life. Number one, life is going to be complicated. If you are foolish, stupid, simple-minded, and senseless, life is going to be complicated. Listen, because it will be your foolishness that will complicate things, listen to me, that are meant to be simple. Young person, if you're being fed, clothed, and sent off to school to learn, don't play the fool in class. Don't be the class clown. Go to school, get your education, listen to the teacher, and be productive in school. And all of my parents should be clapping and putting an amen on that. We are not taking you to school for you to learn to be a clown. You're going to go there and act like you got some sense. How many parents you tell you that? Now you better go there. Come on. Some of the parents that didn't tell us when we went to school, they told us that we went into a store. Mama used to warn us, before you get out, don't open no door yet. You got to go through the speech of you better get in here and act like you got some sense. Because if you don't, there are consequences. I told y'all about that time when I can't think of what grade I'm in. I think I was like the fourth or the fifth grade. Just clowning at school. Just clowning every day. Everything is a big joke. Get a 50 on the test, man, I'm just laughing. Just keeping everybody in the class laughing. Just keeping everybody. Finally, the teacher came to me. She said, I don't know what to do with you. She said, I'm calling your parents. And she said, I'm calling your mama. I would have just been like, oh, yeah, come on now. Well, she said, parents. straighten up. Oh, don't do that. But she knew she had me. She knew a good teacher. She knew she had me. She said, oh, so you don't want daddy down here. I said, I promise I'll straighten up. I know. Oh, daddy got in that meeting. I remember like it was yesterday. Man, he was afraid. He already looked mean most of the time anyway. He do. He looked mean a lot of time. Donna said, I get it from him. He would just throughout the whole meeting just look at me. Teacher just telling him stuff I've been doing. And I've been just doing this. And we can't get him to act right. We can't get him to pay attention. And then he looked at me. And then the teacher said, we didn't think nobody cared. He looked at the teacher. He said, I assure you that we care. And he's going to know that we care. Whoa! Oh, he turned loose that day. Oh, when he got home, he told me just like that. I never forget. He said, I'm going to tell you what. He said, I'm going to tear your butt up. He said, then I want you to decide. That's how he was talking to me, looking down on me. If you still want to be the class clown, you go ahead. But you're going to know what you're going to get. And I done gave him my number for the call if something go wrong. And he tore my end up. I went back to school. The kids couldn't figure out why I wasn't joking. They couldn't figure out why I wasn't cracking. No, I was like, it cost me too much. Y'all got to find somebody else to be the fool. Do you hear me? And the teacher took notes. She was, I wouldn't even be in her class. This woman went to other teachers and told them he has a daddy who cares. And they were like, thank you for the information. I'd be in the hall. They'd be like, Listen, we are laughing, but foolishness complicates life. I was being sent there to learn and eat free. Play. But foolishness was complicating it. I'm finna get somewhere. Y'all hang in here. Number two, life will be frustrating. For some of you, life is frustrating. But it is your foolishness that's frustrating your life. Are y'all here? Number three, life will be unmanageable. Meaning you're never able to accomplish certain things. Because see, life has to be managed. And it has to be managed well in order to be successful. But see, if you lack divine wisdom, your life gonna be unmanageable. Now see, the very people who need to listen don't want to listen right now. I'm finna drop one on you. I'm finna drop one on you now. Whenever you're trying to talk to somebody and they won't listen, when they find themselves in a world of trouble and want to talk, see, then you should be the person saying, now I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear it. Because when I tried to tell you, you wouldn't listen to me. So you have to be careful. Folk won't call you, won't be concerned with you. Folks will ignore you. Come on. Some of you know where I'm going. But as soon as they get in jail, soon as they get locked up, ain't just calling, but had a nerve to call collect. Want me to pay. Get your end in trouble and want me to foot the bill. See, that's where some of you mess up. Because certain people will keep acting the fool if they know you gonna foot the bill. Man, if I wouldn't do that. Oh, man, mama get me out. Mama always come. I just gotta cry a lot. Mama give her right arm to get me out of trouble. See, I ain't walking around like this for you. Man, what happened? Had to get my son. He got into something. He cost me my right arm. Come on. Acting a fool in they car. Wrecked it, repossessed it, whatever. And because I got six, you want one of mine. Then fools will throw things at you. What can you do with six cars anyway? Drive them. Take turns driving them. But I ain't handing a fool my keys. Ain't no fool getting a key to my house. I don't care who you is. If Mr. Cocker want to be a fool, he the only son I got. He won't have no key. Right now, he has a key. And that has came in handy when we find ourselves on the outside and can't get on the inside. Say, wait a minute, there's somebody that has a key. But let him act a fool. Let him, you think he have a key if I knew he was a fool? And I go out of town, what is he doing at my house? Mm-mm. Even when he was at the house, we had to teach him boundaries. He had got older, but he had the boundaries, man. I noticed, Brother Harden, I noticed my cologne just be getting low, and something ain't right. Something ain't right. Paying too much for this. Somebody was stealing. So I'm like, look, we go out of town, you here, but there's no need for you to go in the bedroom. There's no need. I don't know what you're talking about. My cologne. I just had to make it fly. My expensive cologne. You putting it on it. Don't you lie to me. Come on. Number four. Y'all are laughing, but he know I was mad. And then his mama like, oh, you ought to be glad he want a little bit of your cologne and stuff. Let them girls go in her stuff. At least I didn't threaten to fight him. Y'all laughing. I thought Donald was going to fight Ashley one day. She was standing there with her shirt on. Couldn't lie, had it on. And I was looking at Ashley like, are you crazy? You wore it in front of her. Number four. Life will be hard. You know, you hear folks say, man, life hard. No, that's your foolishness. Life ain't hard. Life ain't hard. Not no Christian life. Woo, not a Christian life. I got to move on. Not a Christian life. If you keep always po-mouthing, talking about life is hard, I guarantee you are making it hard. Being married is hard. Being married is not hard, but it does take hard work to have a productive marriage. And if you want to be foolish and married, you gonna make, yeah, life gonna be real hard. Because you ain't in the dating stage no more. You ain't in the stage of getting mad and going your separate way. You're in the stage now of getting married, going to the same bed. Come on, somebody. Staying in the same house. Eating together and so forth. No. Sometimes. See, some of y'all upset, but you're making things hard. And brother, you can't make things hard and keep throwing on your wife she should be submitted. To what? A fool? Show me that in the Bible. Show me in the Bible where God told a woman to be submissive to a simple-minded man. Show me in Scripture, I'm finna drop it, where God told a woman to be submissive to a stupid man who is run by his mama. How can she submit to you in every decision you make? She know coming through your mama. She might as well bypass you. Get mad if you want to. And just go walk right up to your mama and say, mama, what kind of car you think we ought to get? Because it's obvious whatever you want, that's what's going to happen here. And then when he come walking up, just go on, I'm talking to your mama. Let's see what mama got to say about Sebby. Come on. That's all some women got. Well, mama say. Making life hard. No woman gonna keep working hard and giving her check to a dumb man. Not if she a wise woman. You give him your check, he give you $10. Come on. And then some folk, this is a day to make folk mad. And then some folk make life hard because they don't want to work. Making life hard. It ain't that hard. Work. Get benefits. Get insurance. There are so many blessings that are attached to working. But you're making things hard. Proverbs 14. Quiet. It's just so hard. Go get a job. Lighten it up. These bills just keep coming. That's where you need a check that keeps coming. Come on. If you got bills that keep coming, you need checks that keep coming. Oh, yeah. Pastor just woke you up then. If you have bills that keep coming, you need income. You need checks that keep coming. That's how I try to be. I know the bills are coming, so I got to have the flow of income. I say, God, I got to be wise, but keep it coming. Give me more than one stream of income. Cause it to come from the north, south, the east, and the west. That's some good teaching, Deacon Hill. Some good teaching. Because when you talk to folk that life done got hard, and you ask them what they're doing about it, they ain't doing nothing. And here's what get me. I got to move on. Here's what get me. Looking at folk God done gifted. He gave them everything. Put it in them. They won't even use it. Just sitting down on it. Sitting down, I don't know what they're doing at the house all day. Just sitting at the house all day. And I ain't talking about no 60, 70, 80 year old folk. Well, Pastor, I heard of people retiring in their 30s, but they're wealthy. They have it. Come on now, you can't retire. Come on. Some folk want to retire before they get started. Yeah, put some work in. Now, I don't like looking at people like that in situation. But now, y'all, I got to be honest with you. But then I know from my discernment, they're making this hard. They're making this hard. When it shouldn't be. Come on. I heard an amen back there somewhere. Proverbs 14. I'm finna close. Don't throw nothing up here, though. Proverbs 14, 15. Notice this, we're going to deal with the simple. Because we don't need to be simple. Amen? Proverbs 14, 15. Are y'all still here? Will y'all hang around a few more moments? Proverbs 14, 15. See, the only way to be made wise is to be taught. And in some cases, if you take a note, the only way to become wise is that somebody has to have boldness to challenge your foolishness. Somebody has to stand up to your foolishness. Amen? Amen. There are no easy paths when you've been on foolishness road for a long time for somebody to show you how to get on wisdom road. They're going to have to confront a lot of things you do. And that can get uncomfortable for some people. Well, I'm going to go over and do it. Why are you going to do that? What you mean why I'm going to do it? That's just what I think I need to do. But have you prayed about that? Have you considered if you do that, X, Y, Z? You know what? I'm just sick and tired of you always questioning me about what I do all the time. Somebody needs to. Proverbs 14. I feel it. Proverbs 14, 15. Got to hear up. The simple believes every word. The simple believes every word. Do y'all see it? The simple believes every word. Simple people listen to too many people. See, they believe every word. You know you simple when God give you instructions that equates wisdom, and then you still got to ask six or seven more people what they think you should do. See, the simple believe every word. Are y'all there? Notice Proverbs 7. We moving. And so you don't want to be simple. You got to know who to listen to. I said, you got to know who to listen to. There are some people we already know. We don't need to listen to them. Notice Proverbs 7. We're moving fast. Got to get out of here. Proverbs 7. A good teacher, though. A good teacher. It's time to be what? Wise. The simple believe what? Every word. And the simple are easily deceived. Proverbs 7 and 7. And I saw among the simple. I perceived among the youths. A young man devoid of understanding. A young man devoid of what? Understanding. I saw among the simple. I looked out. I perceived among the youth a young man devoid of understanding. Now when we drop down to verse 17, this young man devoid of understanding, lacking wisdom, is going to be approached by a woman dressed like a harlot. Watch what happens to this young man who is devoid of understanding. Woo. This is a good word. This is a good word. I'm enjoying it. Now she meets him. She's dressed like a whore. And she says, I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, alloys, and cinnamon. Remember, the simple believe every word. Come and let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. So she wants some loving. Come on, women. Y'all have been there. She wants some loving. She has prepared the bed. Perfumed it. It's smelling good. She's talking to this young man devoid of understanding. Come and let us take our feel of love. Notice her word, till the morning. Come, let's just all night. Till in the morning. Come on. Good talking. Most of us gonna know right then somebody lying. I want to ask how many women have been promised till in the morning. I wish you could see some women's faces up here. They like, didn't happen, Bob. Ain't never happened. His brothers out there look like, Pal, that ain't right. I got one up here laughing too. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. Now notice this now. For my husband is not at home. How many men agree something should have went off in his head? You mean you want me to go back to your house and you telling me you married? And you saying he ain't at home. Watch her fix it up. See, some of you going to read the Bible more. He's gone on a long journey. Uh-oh, he's gone up the road, brother. He has taken a bag of money with him. And he will come home on the appointed day. Well, I know him. When he take this kind of money with him, he's going to be gone for such and such amount of time. And he doing his thing. And guess what? I want to do my thing. So come on back. Remember, he void of understanding. With her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. With her flattering lip, she seduced him. Immediately he went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter. As a fool to the correction of stocks, he went in hard. He ready for all this good loving till the morning. Verse 23 said, till an arrow struck his liver. So the husband must have doubled back on. The husband knew this woman ain't up to no good. I'm going to take a bag of money, act like I'm going somewhere, but I'm going to double back on. Because something ain't right. Till an arrow struck his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare. He did not know. Whoa! He did not know it would cost his life. Lacking divine knowledge can cost you. I'm going to listen three things and then we finna get out of here. I got three scriptures. If I can get to them quick, just going over them. But here's the three things the Holy Spirit dealt with me about. If somebody don't choose to be wise, if somebody don't recognize it's time to be wise, it's going to cost them their marriage. Come on. These are things the Holy Spirit told me to deal with. It's going to cost you your marriage. Somebody's going to leave you that you never thought would leave you. But your foolishness is going to cost you. It's going to cost somebody a good job that God gave you. See, he did not know it would cost him his life. It's going to cost somebody wealth. If you don't get up and be wise, you're never going to be wealthy. In reference to what God had in mind, it's going to cost you your wealth. It's going to cost somebody your health. If you don't start making better choices, if you don't become wise in taking care of yourself, it's going to cost you your health. It's going to cost you your business. It's going to cost you your better. It's going to cost you your bigger. See, he did not know. He was devoid of understanding. He didn't know. This is going to cost me. Listen to me, saints. I'm in the close. My bad judgment, my decision to not say to this woman, no, you are married. Now he's dead. The story don't even tell what happened. But see, look at a neighbor and just tell a neighbor, it's time to be wise. Tell somebody else, it's time to be wise. Look at 3-4. Just ask him or her, why lose something you don't have to lose? Come on. Why lose something you ain't got to lose? It's time to be wise. Time to actually read your medication. All of it. Side effects, front baller, back baller. Time to read it. Time to read your medication. Seems like since I've been taking this, my ear getting smaller. Read your medication before your ear fall off. Read your medication. Proverbs 3. We closing right here. I told you, some good teaching. Proverbs 3. Read it. Proverbs 3. We closing right here. I got 3 scriptures. I'm not going to just really deal with them in totality because they really good scriptures go along with what we're saying. Remember, he asked among the simple, when will you be wise? I'm saying to the church, it's time to be wise. Proverbs 3 and 35. Real quickly. Proverbs 3 and 35. But the wise, this is the reason we want to be wise. I'm showing you why we want to be wise. It's time to be wise. Let me show you why. Let me show you why in the close. Proverbs 3 and 35. The wise shall inherit glory. The wise shall inherit what?
Glory.
But shame or disappointment shall be the legacy of fools. But the wise going to inherit glory. Glory means 3 things. Honor, abundance, and better. See, if I'm wise, if I choose to be wise, I'll inherit glory. I'm going to inherit honor. I'm going to inherit abundance. Remember, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and add no sorrow with it. I'm going to inherit better. Why is that? Proverbs 1. Go back. Proverbs 1. See, we want to inherit glory. I don't want my legacy to be disappointment and shame because of foolishness. Somebody need to get off that road. Get on a better road. Proverbs 1 and 5, we're closing. Let me show you why that is the case. Let me show you why the wise will inherit glory. Notice it. Proverbs 1 and 5. Are y'all still with me? A wise man will hear and increase learning. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Why I'm going to hear it? Honor, abundance, and better. Because wise people listen and learn. See, one thing about a wise woman, she's going to listen, she's going to learn. The word learn here means mature. When you're wise, you're going to mature. You're going to grow up. You're going to grow up. If you become wise, if you say to God this morning, I want your divine wisdom and you're willing to listen, you're willing to learn, you're going to mature. Mistakes you used to make, they're going to get smaller and fewer in number. Why? You are maturing. You are learning. You are being taught. Amen. Proverbs 24, and we done. Good word. See, wise people will listen and learn. Some of us who used to be known for foolishness, now we're known for being wise. What happened? We got the listening and learning or maturing. Do I have any wise men in here? Be careful, man, before you put your hand up. Do I have any wise men in here who recognize you used to be foolish, but you got to listening to the right people, you got to learning, and you now you're mature. Any men in here, now you're mature. Come on, brothers, I can't see elbows. I can see hand. Okay. Now, some of you got your hand up. I'm wondering about you now. Proverbs 24 and 5, and then we done. Yeah, wise people listen. Is that right? Wise people listen. Wise people listen. Even if you're being told you're wrong, listen. Don't get mad if you're being told you're wrong. Listen, and then what? Learn. Learn. So you are what? Mature. Final scripture, Proverbs 24 and 5, and we're done for today. A wise man is what? Strong. A wise man is what? Strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. Strong here means two things. A wise person is going to be bold and courageous. See, that's how you're going to end up with that honor, that abundance, and that better. Because a wise man is strong. See, you're going to get boldness about having what God wants you to have. You're going to get boldness about being who God wants you to be. You're going to have boldness in reference to doing what God will have for you to do. But it's time to be what? Wise. If you got on a watch, just look at somebody and just point to your watch. If you got one on, if you don't know, worry about it. And just tell him or her, it's time to be wise. Amen. I'm done. Let's give God a praise. Remember how the Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion.
We pray that you are blessed by today's message. Be sure to listen and share other messages available through our podcast outreach. We thank you for all of your past, present, and future support for our ministry. And remember, Jesus is a refuge.